You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. 5 years ago, Kellogg Community College noticed that a large number of veterans were enrolled in its classes. So it started a writing project to help bring those veterans together.
And we had a lot of veterans that write as a way to express themselves. It's a natural ability, but it's also something that helps them kind of process things that are kind of marinating internally.
That's TJ Mall, a counselor and veterans advocate at KCC. She says the annual Veterans Art Exhibit began 3 years ago as a way to display these stories. But now you can see everything from painting to welding art. Bob Salmons is a former photography student from KCC, but for this exhibit, he's also displaying the result of his new hobby. It's a clay mask called Self-Portrait. He says it mostly looks like him, but
I gave it red eyes.
Salmons says the eyes symbolize how intimidating he and others in the armed forces can seem to civilians. He's served 13 years in the Army and 6 years in the U.S. Air Force. Salmon says his commanding officers taught him to react, not feel. And that instinct can be frightening to those who haven't served.
I remember a police officer walking into my church and saying, well, when I walked in the door, I checked out where all the exits were, where most of the people were sitting. I checked this and I checked that. Well, as an ex-GI or somebody who's been in any kind of a combat situation, I can tell you that when I walk into a building, I check out where the exits are.
But Salmon says making art helps him to stay calm.
Art helps me to get some of the frustration, the anger, the tension out of me and into like the clay.
Paul Edwards was in the military for 8 years, first in the Army, then the National Guard. He makes photographs using an 1800s process called Van Dyck Brown, named after a paint color similar to the brownish tinge it gives the photos. Edward says it's the type of photography that replaced tintypes. Needless to say, it's pretty complicated.
It's not a matter of putting a negative in a camera or taking a digital. I make the negatives on glass and shoot them and then print them.
Edward's photos might remind you of the Old West. There's a beaver lodge and a portrait of a Native American woman sitting in front of a wigwam. He says he likes the creativity and the challenge that comes with making the photos with Van Dyck Brown.
It goes beyond pushing a button. In any technical, whether it's in the military to push a button or a digital camera to push a button, it takes away from the hands-on and care it takes to produce the results that you want.
Where Edward's process is slow, Jerome Washington's art is lightning fast. Schools and parents pay him to draw 5 to 7 minute sketches of kids.
And the idea is to promote self-esteem of the children and lift them up.
Washington's 63 now, but his military service goes back to when he was 19, working on a Navy aircraft carrier. He says he actually joined the Navy so he wouldn't get drafted to Vietnam.
I knew my own self that if I had to go over there, I don't know if I would have come back the same person, and I didn't want to chance that. I've seen my cousin come back, not the same person, and I said, nope, not for me.
Washington says now that he's out of the service, his art is his way of giving back.
And when people see my sketches, they know right away that I'm making a big impression on why children are very, very important and why life is really important.
You can see the Veterans Art Exhibit in the Kellogg Community College Library through the end of this month. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.